So, we're moving along a little bit in the process of the Friday night Suda. So we started last week with Shalom Aleichem. We're going to jump to Eishes Chayil right now. So the truth be told, in that sefer, the Tikkuni Shabbos, I mentioned last week, which was written by the Talmid Ari, which again, just to keep all these things in mind, Beis Hashem, tomorrow afternoon you're going to visit a lot of them. So it's a nice opportunity to try to internalize it, take in some of the ideas. Where it all happened. This is a very special place for Erev Shabbos, as we all know. So the Tikkuni Shabbos also brings that according to the Ari, one should say this paragraph that a lot of people don't say, so that's why we're not really going to talk about it right now. But just, you know, keep in mind that there actually is like a reason to do this one also, though. Ribono Olam, that's printed. Ribono Kolam is printed in the Sidurim, in the benchers like that. So that there's something to that, which is that it's a very beautiful tefillah, but in many, many houses it's said, you know, something that's not said. So we're just gonna skip that. We're gonna be like many houses and not say it right now. But just makes life easier. Gotta get ahead of the game. And we're gonna talk about Eishes Chayil for a couple of moments. Eishes Chayil, as we know, is one of the well-known prakim of a chunk of a parak in Sefer Mishlei. The last 22 psukim of Sefer Mishlei are Eishes Chayil. And the Mefarshim explain Eishes Chayil, and it's brought in the same Tikkuni Shabbos, that a person should say those psukim before he suda on Leil Shabbos. Parak Lamed Aleph of Sefer Mishlei, Pasuk Yud till 26 psukim later, do the Me'ah. Now, if you look in the end of Mishlei, so the beginning part of this particular parak, this is not some Megeya to Shabbos in Yom at all, but at the beginning part of this parak, it speaks about Musar that Shlomo HaMelech's mother had given to him. Okay? And Asher Yisarto Imo, different things that Shlomo HaMelech's mother gave him, Tochacha and Musar about. And the way the Mefarshim explained, the Rashi, the Radak, at the end, after Shlomo HaMelech went through a couple of psukim of strong Musar that he got from Mam, he goes on and the way they explain and gives a chasima of Sefer Mishlei with different praises of his mother, and so Eishes Chayil Mihir, so it's a reference to Shlomo HaMelech's mother according to the standard Mefarshim that are here in the Tanakh. The Malbim has a whole longer richas about Eishes Chayil being related to Eishes Chayil as a mashal to the seichel of a person, how a person's intellect is supposed to interact with his worldly endeavors. Again, different pshatim that are there. But Tikkuni Shabbos is mashma. There's a passage like this in the Zohar Kodesh also. The reason why we say Eishes Chayil on Leil Shabbos is not just praise our wives and all that. It's certainly a nice thing to do, and for all these things that we're doing, that's adorable, even better. And in all that, like that, we should sing Eishes Chayil to our wives. But the emes is that we're singing Eishes Chayil, the Tikkuni Torah says, because Eishes Chayil is a remez to the relationship between Klal Yisrael and the Shechina Kedosha. And the Eishes Chayil in this case is the Shechina that Klal Yisrael is going through the process of marrying and getting close to and getting together with over the course of Shabbos. So there's a couple of psukim of praise, we'll call it, to the Shechina HaKadosha that's very present on a Friday night. Eishes Chayil Miyim. So that's the beginning. There are 22 psukim in Eishes Chayil, the Tikkuni Zohar, and that same place says that there are 22 tsinoros. There are the 22 pipes that bring down brachos into this world, and every one of the psukim of the Eishes Chayil is corresponding to one of these pipes that allows all the different brachos and all the good things that a person can, you know, can have in Olam Hazeh, both in Gashmias things and in Ruchnias things, all come through those 22 pipes that are reflected in these 22 psukim. So since Shabbos is the makor, Kihi makor habracha, so then we begin the main avodos hayom haShabbos, the eating and all of that, with a little bit of a we'll call it like a plea, so to speak, that we should be able to be zokah to all the brachos that Shabbos has to offer, that comes in the form of the 22 tzinoros, which are obviously related to the 22 letters of the alphabet, which Eishes Chayil goes in the order of the 22 letters of the alphabet. Now the the idea of relating to the Shechina on Olel Shabbos, and relating to the what's called the Tzad of Nukva, the feminine Nukva Yisrael, plays a big inyan. If you look in the Mishnah Berurah, brings something, and then the Magen Avraham that brings the name of the Kadmonim, that before Kiddush on Friday night, children should kiss their mother's hands, like that, giving more of a role to the mammies of the world, the ones who bring up Jewish children, the ones who bring the chinuch and the musar that Shlomo Melech, you know, own mother was giving him, that concludes the Sefer Mishlei. All the while remembering, like we mentioned even last night, although remembering that a relationship with wives and mothers is something that's meant to help us, you know, have a little bit of a better connection to the ultimate. Our ultimate relationship, which is that, you know, to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the wife, let's say, on Leil Shabbos, like we said, the kids are supposed to practice trying to kiss them. My kids like freak out by that. I can, you know, they just all stop doing that. So it depends on what the kids' comfortabilities are. But the little like freak out. You're supposed to do that. Whatever. It's a good thing. Do you guys do that? You kissing all these hands in front of me?
No.
I'm supposed to sit there and give a. You don't do that? Yeah. Okay. And you go home. Tell your mom. You learned something. She'll appreciate it. What was that? What? It's like the chachamim. It's like a sort. And then you go like this or something like that. You kiss your chest and go like this, you know, like Tarzan, you know, all that stuff. But the kiss your mother's hand, that's a, what do you call it? That's a thing to do. If you want to bring that home, you can definitely do that. Friday night, we know we have a minhag that we also, when we cut the challah, we always give the balabais, there's always about say the first piece, but he gives his wife before anybody else on Friday night. The other times, during the day, shalshidus time, you don't have to do, you just cut it all up and you pass it out. But on Friday nights, we would have to highlight the role of the wife who represents the Ashras Ashkina here in this world. Now, that's the, what do you call it, part of the background of the Eishes Chayil. There's a dual remez that's there. Of course, it's a nice way to, like we said, to praise our wives and to, you know, let them think that we're, you know, which we are. I mean, we all the things that are here, we definitely, what do you call it, we definitely want to ascribe to our wives, but inside, the person's aware that they're really singing a song, they're singing psukim that are relevant to the Shmina Kedosh. I'm going to read with you, but we're not going to do that much, I'm going to read words. At the end of the Chovas HaTalmidim, there's a section that's called the Shlosha Maimarim. There's three essays that he wrote. The last one is about Shabbos. It's definitely worth it to read at some stage in the game. The title is called Ktsas Minyani Shabbos Kodesh. A couple of things about Shabbos. So I'm just going to read a paragraph with you, just to learn, and the Rebbe's words here really, you know, do far better than I. Just it's a nice, beautiful pedosh about the Eishes Chayil, and then we can, you know, then we're going to stop for the night over here. Whatever, rest up tonight because there's a nice long night. The guitar guy didn't, whatever, just whatever. He couldn't work it out. It was a little bit whatever, different time. But you know, this is, you know, do you ever hear him speak singing rivers before? He's a good Irish, like one of these like total football guys. He's a really, really good guy. He's a lot of fun. He's very good. It's like very good. But so let's learn a little bit. Eishes Chayil. So the Rebbe writes like this: Yesh lefamim b'leil me'leil Shabbos Kodesh kasher ruchacham mizromim mizboni ato b'kedushas Hashem v'Yisrael. Sometimes it happens. On a Friday night, when your spirit is feeling a little bit more elevated, you're thinking a little bit about the Kedusha Hashem, you're thinking about the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. As lo anoshim pratim at the Rov Yisrael, you realize that you're not just thinking, and when you think about Jews on Shabbos, you're not just thinking about all your friends and all that. But Kamalki lo ha'orah meir me'etzim Kedusha Hashem kashim ulubash begufam elo. A person realizes that what's so beautiful about a Jew is the fact that the supernal queen, the Ora Meir Me'etzim Kedusha Hashem, a light that's shining from the Kedusha of Hashem himself, is enclosed in that body that's there. So that's what makes Yikutiel so special and divine. But when Neshamasifa Yaseira, and with that extra neshama that a person has, Ki'ilu Roa Ata Beskira Achaz, is Kol Am Yisrael Kashem Kafufim Ad Chetziyam Tachas Seibot Saroseyim. And when you have that neshama Yaseira, you're able to see Beskira Achaz in one fell swoop how all the Jews today, all this beautiful Kedusha that's there in every single Jew. You see the people mamish bent over, bearing the burdens of tsaros, miuzama mushkaram. People are so down and blackened, misanim ugonichim. They're afflicted and they're groaning. Im kolzeh, but we know with all the different tsaros that go on, we call yiddish tsaros. All the things that are going on throughout the week, smeichim umezamrim vaomrim. But Jews sit down at the Shabbos table. Every person, a king in his own house, they sit down happy. Mezamrim vaomrim. They start to sing and they say, Ribono shel olam, lecha'anu, we're yours. Bishvil cha'anu sovim, and we're suffering just because of you, and when we're okay with that. B'chol chayinu v'nishmaseinu es malchus v'al kol olam namlech. We're still done with all our life and neshama. We're going to coronate you over the entire world. Chel ke aris kidushkasa daiter etzon chafas moschel kibyachu b'chol olam namale. We're going to fill the whole world with kedusha and spreading your ruts and all that. V'yata mispoil mislayv ma'od min riyas nafshech hazil. And a person inside, he gets very, very turned on. He gets very moved and inspired by that beautiful sight when he's sitting thinking about all the homes on your block and all the Jewish homes that exist in the world, and our people are sitting down and be mekadesh shem shamayim through a shmira Shabbos. Lo shivurehi v'lo nidko at the nefesh, and your nefesh is no longer broken and downtrodden. When a Jew sits down at his table for dinner, ad the rab meroma mahi, it's uplifted. U'menusa begeyos elyon. And a person feels a certain sense of pride about being part of this glorious royal nation called Knesset Yisrael. You feel a certain feeling, just an insight into how someone thought. This may be not our feelings, but these are, like we said the phrase a couple of times, what a very big Jew was thinking on a Friday night. And inside, you feel a yearning that you should sing to the Ribono Shel Olam, whose nation is so unbelievable. Even after your Eishes Chayil on this, but you're still on fire with that feeling, and you say like this: Ribono Shel Olam, Eishes Chayil Kizu Miyimso Berachut Mipininim Nichra. He sticks in a couple of these little pirushim. I'm going to read through you as we go along. An Eishes Chayil, a beautiful, what's the word in you? A wife of valor. Is that it? Sounds good. A woman of valor. Valor, okay? If you know what valor means, or the Rashi translates it, or the Mitzvah translates it, Zeriza of Yashara, someone who knows how to act quickly and think straight, that's called valor, okay, in English. But such a spouse, who can find in the world? Rachok mipinin and mikra, and the price for such a thing is even greater than pearls. Batach lo b'leibayla, we know how the husband can trust in his wife, meaning betuach ba Hashem, we know that the Ribono Shel Olam can, we totally trust in the Ribono Shel Olam with the total amount of Amunah, Mesiras Nefesh, to serve Hashem, to bring the entire world to be bowing and subjugated to Hashem. Gamalasu tov velora kol yemei chayav. We want to give good and nothing bad the entire life, meaning lo bilvad b'shash shetovla, not only at times when things are going good, like even b'tokam ba'olayla, even in the middle of the night, in a bad, the gullus hamar, in this bitter gullus that we're in. and when there's so many tzaros that are darkening a person's life, but even then we're still willing to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, Tignan Terah the Beisa, she gives food to her home, meaning Mikidushasa Yizbarach, Hashem bestows of his Kedusha L'Kol HaNashim Yisrael, and the truth is after Kol HaOlam Titan, he will give to everybody, Lo B'Shitchias V'Lo B'Derech HaAvar, and not just in a superficial, transient level, but Chagra B'Ozmas, now she's going to put a very strong belt around her waist, but Ta'ameh Zerosa, and strengthen her arms, meaning Torah Savi Avodasa Kol B'Mesiris Nefesh, what the Jews are doing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that relationship is with the total Mesiris Nefesh, with a strength, Ki Ein Avodasa B'Yavshus V'Lo K'Shif K'Nachris. This kind of relationship is not dry. It's not like you have a guy, a shiksa, made in your house. We know that we're mamish connected with the actual Ribbono Shel Olam herself. She tastes all the beautiful purchases she makes, meaning as tam kedushas of avodas gam he margeshes, the taste of kedusha and avodas Hashem, we feel and we sense inside. L'chein, and therefore, lo yichba b'alay l'neira, meaning even in the dark times of galus, the light of kedusha is always going to be able to shine. No davash sh'arim b'ayla, or the husband is known out in the streets, meaning Ribbono Shel Olam, mi modia es shimcha ba'olam im lo ha'kineses Yisrael, who's telling the world about your partner? It's the Jews, we're the ones. Mi mekadesh es kidushas im lo anachnu banech, who's being mekadesh your name other than us? Lo bechreach es sivlos ka'anu sovlim, v'lo betuga b'shul kidushas olam es anim, we're not being forced to bear all these burdens, and we're not getting stuck with things that we don't want to do. Right, b'simcha v'schazkos, we're happy about the opportunity to be the Am Yisrael who's going through many difficult things, but ultimately it's an incredible schus that we have the simcha to serve Hashem, and oz v'hada levusha v'tischak niyom acharon, we're going to be wearing both strength and glory and laughing at the end of times, shel chayat, the end of times, b'yad shekoy mechayas avodascha be'amuna avda v'simcha hakadosh kiddusha. We know that all these times, how faithful and loyal we are to you, Hashem. Always serving you with pure amunah. Pia pascha b'chachma. Her mouth is open with wisdom, with the chachmas Hashem, the Torah's chesed, malashona, and an interest in chesed, and learning l'shem. He says, learning Torah l'shem, bringing more goodness into the world, which is the biggest chesed that's there, is always on our minds. Alzelo yuchal yisapik v'nafshi sharal, and therefore I can't hold myself back, and I sing to Hashem. Kamu v'nev Yeshua, we all want to get up. All the children should get up and praise her. Meaning, it's so amazing who the Jews are. The Ribbono Shel Olam up on high is going to want to stand up and say, right, Klal Yisrael and the Shechina here in this world are such a beautiful couple. Rabbos Banos, Osu Chayil, look at all the nefashos that Hashem put in the Jews that Hashem put into this world that are being Megala, all that Kedusha that's there. But at all Yisrael Kulan, you're greater than them all. Kikulam Ragnito Se'aras Kochar Yisheh Yisbarach Megalas. All we're really doing is being Megala, revealing little sparks of light in this world. But at the Ribbono Shel Olam, at all Yisrael Kulan, you're so much higher and greater than everything else that we can possibly see. Isha Yiras Hashem Hi Sisalel. The woman who has Yiras Hashem, that's what's praiseworthy. And therefore, Ribbono Shel Olam, Tunulami Priyadeh, we want your handiwork, meaning Hakem Osa Mi'afara, with Tamar, Loshia, Mitzaraseh, Vigalusa. Please, Hashem, rush to pick us out of the dirt and bring the Yeshua in a very, very, you know, quick and speedy kind of a way. That's the, like a feeling, he says, a hargasha that a person can feel and think about during the times. In the times they're singing to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and a little bit of an insight into the conversation that's there between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael at those moments. So that is going to be all for now. So next time we're going to start here with the actual pseudos themselves.
What's the idea of being Hashem?